It's Jess.
And it's Franklin.
And this is an awkward fairy tale.
Thanks for tuning in, guys. We have a special episode for you here today. We invited one of our special guests. She may be a recurring guest or maybe a...
Probably will be a recurring guest.
Yeah.
She is my roommate, my sister from another mister, and my bestie from New Jersey. Her name is Tori, and we have a podcast together known as Fire and Ice Chronicles. So give that a listen. And let's get going.
Definitely. And before we even get started, just wanted to give you guys a quick check-in. Just checking on you guys, see how you guys are doing. We miss you all. We hope you all are staying safe.
And healthy.
And if you're not abiding by some of the rules, just at least abide by maybe a few. Select ones that you want to select.
No, follow them all.
Well, it sounds like you're sleepy. You should follow the rule of just 6 feet apart and just go right to sleep. Shall
we? You would like that, wouldn't you?
No, because I like sleeping next to you.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I love you. Mm-hmm. But yeah, guys, we just wanted to check in, see how you guys are doing.
I love you too.
We have a special episode with the podcast of Fire and Ice, one of the members from that podcast, which is Tori, and the other host of that podcast, which is my girlfriend Jessica. So check out that podcast if you guys can, the Fire and Ice Chronicles. So we did a episode of just me, Jessica, Jessica's sister Jamie, which another special guest that we will have on our show, special appearance by Jim, a special random appearance by our best friend Buddy. We just call him Buddy. He likes to pop in from time to time. And yeah, welcome to the
dumpster fire.
Are we going to call it a dumpster fire?
I don't know. Tori and I, it was kind of a dumpster fire.
It was kind of fun and random.
Oh, right. No, not like a bad dumpster fire. Just a...
Okay.
I don't want to call it a shit show.
It's a great show. Great show. So, sorry for the long
podcast
that we have here today.
We'll let you know whether we keep it as one or if we split it up into two or three.
We're still trying to figure that out. But if you guys are here listening, enjoy the conversations that we have. Yeah, and we love you.
Hey, can you hear me?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Oh my god, it's so loud.
Yeah. Okay, so welcome to our podcast. This is An Awkward Fairy Tale with my other half in Jersey. She's also part of our other podcast called Fire and Ice Chronicles.
Oh my god.
And in this podcast, we'll just be talking about quarantine life because it's quarantine day 10,000? I don't know. Insert random number. I'll probably be talking about work and cross-stitching and how I'm hating online classes. Franklin, what were you?
A couple random things I found on Instagram today. And we also have a special guest, Jessica's sister, Jamie. Say hello.
Yo. What's good?
She will probably be talking about Sims and our dog, who is currently curled up in between her legs like the little whore she is.
Which one, the dog or me?
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I'm talking about the dog, but if you're going to call yourself a whore, feel free to.
Yeah, how are you going to be free? Never mind. Wow. Okay.
Don't go there, freaky. Right?
I love how this is like not even 5 minutes in and this is already how this episode is starting.
Listen, if you listen to mine and Franklin's, if you listen to our very first podcast,
you would just be like,
you deserved it.
Okay. You deserved it.
Run your eye into my sewing needle.
Run your eye into my sewing needle.
So, guys. Anyways.
So, guys.
This is why we can't have nice things.
Oh my god. We can have nice things.
Thank you for tuning in to our special episode,
Quarantine Life. Thank you for tuning in to our special episode, Quarantine.
Okay. Take your hand and cover your mouth, you whore.
Take your hand and cover your
mouth, you whore. So, Tori, what's up?
Oh, Jamie, you've gone into labor.
Oh, no, I've gone into labor. What do I do? I don't know what to do.
I don't freak it.
There we go.
Oh, there it is. Jamie's playing Sims and her
fresh out the womb.
And her character is married to Damon Salvatore, and she just had a baby with him, and she's currently giving birth right over her nursery.
Oh yeah, my water broke in my bed. Woo!
Hey Tori, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Boy. Okay.
Just checking.
Oh, what should sure I name you're it?
Still there. So what's up? What's going on? Welcome to our podcast.
For me, I've been living the quarantine life and everything, you know. I've been playing lots and lots of Animal Crossing, which hopefully we can talk about too.
Yeah, go right ahead.
I'm hanging in there, you know. How are y'all doing?
I've been working like crazy, and Jamie had an employee with COVID-19.
Two or three people at Ann's have had COVID-19.
Yeah, two or three of her coworkers.
Oh my god.
So, you know.
And I just don't sleep during the night. I'll sleep during the day now. Yay for
me. He became a vampire.
I get that.
Also, having nightmares is not fun. And kind of being sick isn't fun either. Not with, you know, the corona, but
COVID-19.
I don't know what I have, but
I get that.
Whatever, I don't know, whatever I ate or drank or whatever, it's been causing me to have like nightmares the last couple of nights. So yeah,
you need story to eat. My life.
Oh well, I just showered.
Oh man.
Yeah.
Your sim needs to but eat.
Tell us about my Animal Crossing. What's up with that?
So. The cool thing about Animal Crossing is you could do, it's really different from, because I've only played Animal Crossing New Leaf, so there are a lot of things different from New Leaf that New Horizons have and everything. They have this new thing called the Dodo Airlines. There are these two Dodo birds.
Wait, what was the airline called?
Dodo Airlines.
Okay, I did not hear that. I heard the name you call me.
Oh my god. So
they provide free used ones.
Oh my god.
With the sticky stuff included.
So yeah, they have this thing called the Dodo Airlines where you can use their services to travel to different friends' islands. You can craft stuff now. You can you sell cross fruit for bells. Cross... Hmm?
Did you say cross suck or cross stitch? I didn't hear that.
I said you can craft stuff.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Got it.
So you know, it's really interesting. I'm really enjoying the game. It's very peaceful. The villagers are really cute. Yeah. I think I told you guys a little bit about it.
Yeah. I know you've played it before while we were at college. Also, I saw the thing you did with yours with all the fires, and you're just like, this is 2020.
Yeah, so basically, in case of you guys wondering, I crafted a bunch of campfires and everything, and I made a huge section of my island just campfires, and I screen capped it with the caption, there goes my 2020. So, yeah.
And you're be like...
Franklin, I'll send the picture to you later.
Nice.
Seniors be like.
Pretty much. Oh my god, speaking of senior year, Jess and I's senior year, it got cut short and our graduation ceremony was canceled. And I'm just utterly heartbroken over this.
I was talking to a senior when we graduated, Niani. She was a script writer for Wounds or whatever my first play was. And she was like, I would be heartbroken. I'm upset.
And I was like, I'm torturing myself with five classes just so I could have walked in 2020.
Right. And it sucks because everyone in the class of 2020 deserves to be celebrated. I don't care if you're a high school senior or a college senior. No matter what, everyone deserves to walk across that stage and celebrate with their friends and family there. And, you know, and I completely understand. I'd rather have us not have it than have it with the COVID-19 going on and everything. But at the same time, I just hope that our college really pulls through and, you know, postpones the graduation. Same. Yeah.
I mean, I emailed them with the whole idea of, like, possibly doing, like, a drive-through theater. You know how, like, everyone could be in their cars and still comply to the 6 feet difference?
Right.
And, like, the students just one at a time would just walk up to the stage and, like, grab their diploma with, like, gloves or something. You know?
Right.
Or, you know, we even bring, here's a crazy idea. Just for the 1 year, we have a winter ceremony.
Mm-hmm. And I don't know about you guys. This is kind of off topic, but I don't know about you guys, but people are going crazy for toilet paper, for Purell, for hand sanitizer, paper towels, and everything like that. And literally every grocery store in my township has none of that. I don't know. How is that there for you guys?
I haven't been out shopping, so we were out shopping once, but, and, you know, we had a hard time finding even Lysol spray.
Well, for Costco, because I work at Costco, it's been
they had a whiteboard that said things they were out of. They were out of things like ground beef.
Yeah, we were, at one time, we were out of, like, most of the meats, like, even Spam. We were out of chicken, we were out of ground beef, we were out of toiletries, we were out of just like napkins, paper towels, toilet paper, Lysol, things like that.
But Clorox wipes
too. And I don't know why. And people were just like snatching them like 4x4, and it's like it just was unfair to like a lot of other people.
Wow.
And then we started like selling out of water, so we had to put limits on toilet paper when we got toilet paper, water when we got water. And we were very known for like our food court and our rotisserie chickens. We don't even have rotisserie chickens anymore.
Oh my god.
Our court is shut down, so it's kind of like
all they're selling is pizza.
Yeah.
And it's either plain or pepperoni. Right?
Yes. And it's just it's uncharted territory for us. And then on that, like I've seen in some different Costco's, and we tried it a couple times, that we were only allowing like 250 people inside our stores.
Oh wow. And
never exceed 250 people, or I think it went down to like 50 people at one time. Like we would have like a line outside and it almost wrapped around to like the parking lot. So a lot of people are just kind of going crazy, but I've been on Facebook and a lot of people have been saying that they're not doing any more store limits to allow customers in, and people were asking, are they going to allow like non-members to come into Costco and purchase things too? So I haven't heard anything about that. So that's a lot of crazy
also,
things.
Also, you're not
on.
Working again.
Well, I've been out of work going on almost
a week.
Yeah, because I injured my hand, my finger. I'm just overworking.
So I have a question. So at most of the grocery stores near me, they put like screens up at the cash registers. Do they have that there?
Right.
Yeah,
they do. I've seen pictures on Facebook with that.
At Costco, they do.
They do.
When I was there just to get gas and put money on a gas card, they had it.
So,
there.
Do you guys have to wear like gloves and face masks and everything?
We only wear gloves. They don't provide face masks for us. I think we should do that.
But also at the same time, with everything being so, you know, in limited supply, I think the face masks should really be like.
Hmm.
Can I just say something real quick?
Yeah.
We got a special guest, Jimbo, over here, Slim Jim, coming in.
Hi. Going off of what you said for face masks, there are two things. One, the standard masks they have don't actually work for this type of virus. And B, they only protect people who actually have it.
Yeah.
They only protect spreading. Right. So I can kind of see why Costco doesn't do that, in a sense.
Mm-hmm.
Because it A, saves them money. Because why waste your money on something you know won't help? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And sure. Also, you know, all it really does is protect people from giving things. So, you know, I can see if you have like a cold or just like a 24-hour thing, you know,
right.
It would make sense to wear that because even a 24-hour virus can be transmitted.
Well, I guess something that I'd like to add to that is like, I guess it makes more sense for people who, because my dad, his immune system is compromised. He's a cancer survivor. He has diabetes. He had a surgery where he doesn't have a spleen, so his immune system is compromised, and he got a doctor's note from his doctor. And he's been, and I understand why people who have their immune system compromised, like why they would wear that. But other than that, like, I don't think unless if you really need it, you shouldn't wear it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And even if they are immunally compromised, you know, they should have, you know, a heavier duty face mask, something that can actually kind of filter out the air, not just your typical, like, you know, mask you see dentists wear.
Right. And no, but my dad, because, you know, he's in his 60s and everything like that, every time we go to the grocery store, most of the time I usually run in for him. And, you know, whenever what we do when we go grocery shopping, we'll literally Lysol down every, you know, frozen meal box, every whatever we have, we'll Lysol down the handles and everything because, like, he's so afraid of, like, getting it. And there are, like, a bunch of cases in our county and in our township, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah, so. And it's crazy, too, because the place where Jamie works at, I think there's kind of
there's lot. At least three cases of it, and you know, sorry I cut you off.
Sorry.
James, can I use my phone charger?
But
because you know, just for even caregivers to go in, there's a 2-point checkpoint, and you know, they have signs that are like, no visitors are allowed except for deliveries.
How is this affecting you, Jane?
It's been affecting me because I'm still working right now because I still have to feed the residents because I work at Ann's Choice. And I still have to, like, work and feed the residents. And honestly, like, I don't mind. And all of them are actually being pretty sweet about it. They're all like, everywhere I go, most of the people are all just like, thank you for being here, and thank you for putting in the time, and I've just been probably going crazy, so, work has been crazy, because we've had to change a lot, like, we're delivering food to them in, like, 3 days worth, and it's crazy, and, like, we have to wear gloves all the time, and they're really making sure we stick to the 5 feet apart from everyone.
Right.
6 feet,
my bad.
Yeah.
But even for, like, caregivers, you know, like, my work, they actually have now added it into before we can actually, like, clock in, they're like, if you or your client are experiencing any symptoms, let your office know. And make sure you wash your hands before you even start your shift and during, and you wipe everything down. And then they're like, if you are so-and-so, press 1 to clock in. And, you know, at one of the places we have work, they actually stopped allowing day caregivers to go in, and they're only setting it towards night shift.
Oh, wow.
And at Choice, you know, if you're a visitor, you know, you have 2 points. Even if you're an employee, you have 2 points. The first point is like, are you experiencing any symptoms? Have you traveled or been on a cruise in the last 14 days? You know, can you taste? Can you smell? Can, have you been in contact with anyone who possibly has been exposed to COVID-19?
Can you lick your armpit? Can you lick your elbow? Can you stick your finger up your nose? Can you blow your nose?
He's a crackhead.
Can you do a handstand and say your ABCs backwards?
Anyway, and then you, after you get that, then you go to the security, like, booth, and they assign you in. They ask you your name, who you're here to see, and they ask, and then they give you a visitor pass. And for a while, you actually had to walk around with a piece of paper that said visitor, and you were able to, like, do, like, you were, and if you didn't have the piece of paper, you were escorted off campus.
Right.
And they switched to now wristbands.
Right. Now, now I have another question for y'all, or mainly, like, to Jess and Jamie too, because I'm assuming, and Jim, because I'm assuming that y'all are on online classes now. How are you guys holding up with that? Like, do you prefer it to be online, or do you prefer it,
No. I miss in person. I am struggling to get my shit done.
Mm-hmm.
We haven't even started our online classes. We start those tomorrow.
So tune in tomorrow. Let's see how their first day went.
I had a tutoring session already, and, you know, it was for my chemistry class, and there's still so many questions, because I'm like, what am I doing? You know, am I doing things right?
Right.
You know? Like, I'm taking my advanced lab, and it's like, I don't know what the heck I'm doing. So I personally hate it. I find, like, it's really hard to, like, remain motivated, and I find it really hard to stay focused, and I've fallen out of a routine, specifically the routine I got used to when we were rooming together.
Mm-hmm.
Jamie, you should get a little porta potty for your child to do potty training. Anyway. Can I strangle my sister?
Can I strangle my sister?
For me, online classes, I gotta say, like, when I'm very depressed, like, I don't want to leave my room. So, you know, having online class is nice, because it's just, like, it kind of, like, caters to that, you know? And it kind of motivates me more. But at the same time, I honestly, personally prefer going in-face, because I feel like I get much more out of it rather than sitting behind a screen and talking to professors in online meetings, or just sitting behind a screen and listening to lectures, because it's, like you said, it's just finding the motivation to get it and everything.
And also, on top of it, I'm working full-time, so it's like, I really have to, like, figure out how to balance work now into it all. And my hours could be, I could literally be working from 10:30, from 11 a.m. till 10 p.m. Right. You know, like, I could be pulling, like, 12 hours
at a time.
Can I smack her, please? So that's that. Like, I'm just trying to add in all these different factors I took granted that not having to deal with at college.
Look at her. She's an absolute pain and agony.
Oh yeah. Jamie just picked Cassie up and has her holding her like a little baby. And she just kind of is, like, with her T-Rex arms. And speaking of Cassie, we almost went to an emergency vet hospital with her.
Oh my god, what happened?
She was just, she was really itching. And, like, she was actually, like, taking her paw and, like, scratching at her ear really badly. And she would even, like, rub her ear against the carpet.
I rub it to Tom.
And we couldn't figure out what it was. So, you know, we actually, like, she wouldn't let us touch it. She wouldn't let us look at it to see what was going on. I tried using a warm compress. She hated it. We finally caved in and gave her a bath, and that seemed to work. And Mom sprayed her with, like, Skin So Soft.
Flea and tick spray.
And flea and tick spray. And that seemed to work. So she seems a little bit better. But she actually, like, curled up on Jamie's clothing in her room. But she was so miserable.
Right.
And we were, like, calling, like, different places to see how much it would be and, like, also, like, what we would do. And they told us that they only will be doing, you know, the humans can't go into the vet clinic with them, the dogs or the pets. Like, they will come out, like, garbed, get the pet, take them in, and then come out and do everything by phone. You know, talk in person after everything's said and done. So, and, like, I haven't gone to my gynecologist appointment because that got canceled. And, you know, it's really thrown a wrench in my plans and things like that.
Right. Well, you know, it's better safe than sorry at this point, you know?
Yeah, no, I'm not complaining about it. It's just kind of like, it's one of those things where it's like,
Well, you've been waiting for so long for it.
Yeah. And also, our trip to Europe might not happen.
Right. Well,
and that's frustrating. I'm really looking forward to that.
A lot of experts are saying that this should end between, like, June and August.
Our trip's in July.
Oh, damn.
It's literally in the middle of July. Yeah. The anniversary of Dad.
Right, right.
And we're there for 9 days.
Yeah. Okay, so, Franklin, what was the stuff on Instagram you wanted to talk about?
Sure. So, earlier in the week, I've been following, like, I follow a lot of music artists on Instagram. And Timbaland and Swiss Beatz kind of started this whole thing where it's kind of like a producer's battle. And they have 30 songs to choose from and see who has the best catalog of collaborations, songs produced,
Alkaline. Does Tori know about you?
And things like that. What?
Does she know about you and your songs?
What about me and my songs?
Does she know that? I don't think she knows that you wrote songs and you've actually produced.
Oh, my God. Oh, no, she doesn't. Yes.
I found this out. And he also was almost an extra in Fast and Furious.
Yes, I was. Yep.
That is
it. But I'll get into that in a little bit. that's a unexpected bomb dropper, shocker. I don't know what to call that one. But I've been catching some radio matches on Instagram. They do like an hour special. They kind of like do like video chat and they like play some of their songs and trash talk and the audience kind of rates who has the better catalog of songs and collaborations and things like that.
Right.
And that was the first round. The second round was somebody named Sean and Garrett and the other artist named The Dream. I haven't heard of them in like a hella long time. They did their episode last night. And Neo and another songwriter did their episode tonight, earlier tonight, around like 8:30. And I was kind of like watching that. And that one was pretty damn good. I was shocked at how many songs that both artists wrote and actually have. And it was interesting. So if you aren't keeping up on it, check it out.
Definitely.
Pretty much, I think Timbaland and Swiss Beatz are like the two hosts and follow their Instagrams. And I think they'll give out like who's the next two people to be chosen for this battle or whatever. So I was kind of like watching that, so that was kind of fun. But as Jess dropped the news, breaking news, I was going to be a stunt double or stunt driver in an extra in Fast and Furious.
No way.
I think it was
the 5th and the 6th. So yeah, there was when I was in Texas, when I was living in Texas, I don't know why I did this, but I applied to be like what did I say I was doing? I forgot how I told the story. No, not that. I was trying to like find like acting gigs or whatever. So I applied to this agency and they were sending me like different like emails and different like auditions to do or whatever. So when I got back to Philly from Texas the first time, I got an email from the studio of Universal and their production original film that they were looking for extras and stunt drivers to be featured in the Fast and Furious movies, the ones I just mentioned. Wow. So I sent an email and I got an email back from Universal inviting me out to Atlanta for some shooting, like to shoot some like extra and also possibly being a stunt driver for one of the scenes in the movie. Unfortunately, I couldn't do that because I didn't have a car when I got back to Philadelphia from Texas. So I was kind of heartbroken that I had to turn that down. And that.
Real quick, I would just like to say right now I am eating peanut butter ripple ice cream from Tanner's. And I just keep flashing back to yesterday when Franklin essentially pulled a U.
What?
And I'll try to eat a banana.
Yeah. Oh, so you know how you used to like always trick Autumn and I and my mom into thinking you could eat peanut butter? We'd be like, hey, do you want some insert product that has peanut butter in it? You'd be like, yeah, sure. And then it'd take us a minute to be like, wait, no, you can't have it. Well, that happened with Franklin and bananas.
I'm allergic to bananas, by the way, y'all.
And, you know, Franklin was like, yeah, can I have a banana? My mom almost gave it to him because he never asks for anything. So my mom was actually like, oh my gosh, he's asking for something. I gotta give it to him. And I was like, wait, mom, no, he's allergic to bananas. And she almost smacked him. Or did she?
No. Yeah, she did.
She smacked him. She smacked him.
Oh my God.
So that's a funny story.
Wow. Yeah. So do you think you're ever gonna try to get into like acting auditions again?
No. Ah! Hold on.
Hello?
I can hear y'all.
Okay, cool. Sorry. Technical difficulties right there.
I locked my phone.
Sorry about that, guys. I would like to. I don't know. That's a good question.
No, I'd support anything except for my
life. Yeah, I know. I would like to. I just haven't really been on that side yet of just exploring that a little bit more like I was when I was in Texas.
Right.
I'm on another side of exploring some stuff like possibly the military.
Sorry.
Jeez. Anger in my sensing there.
No. I was trying to get a piece of ice cream.
Yeah, and that just clicked.
Yes.
Right. Jeez.
Yes.
Jessica's kind of angry about me.
I am not.
Going into the military.
No, I am not. I put that past me.
It's okay. What's up, Jamie?
Corey.
So yeah. I'm hesitant. I'm a little nervous. I haven't really started in anything, but I am interested on maybe like producing some more. Like doing like more. Hold on. Go ahead. Don't fuck. So I'm thinking about shove that ice cream in her mouth. But I'm thinking about producing some stuff.
That's awesome. So how do you go about doing that? Like, what's the process like?
And who do you get in touch with?
So when I was actually doing stuff like that back in high school, I went to this music school called Germantown Settlement Music School. And I ran into some great great artists there, made some good connections. Bag of chips. About to fall on my leg. We had this program. It was kind of like band camp. But it was, I forgot the name of it. It was like summer. They called it summer jam. Okay. Right? And depending on how many students come, they set us up into like three bands. Some bands have multiple musicians. Like we had two pianists. We had a guitarist. We had a bass. We had a drummer. We had two vocalists. But it depends on like if the person plays multiple instruments but play the same instrument, you can still be in the same group. I met a couple friends there and I kept connection with them. And during that time, we were creating like songs for like a demo or something like that. And at the end of the program,
you wake up and
the week it. it was like a 4-week program. The third week, the first 2 weeks we create songs, we go to writing classes, then we rehearse for like a couple hours, and then we come back the next day, do some mixing, mastering, do some recordings. And then the third week we go to a legit studio to like record our songs that we created. And then the fourth week, the last week, we have a major performance for all groups.
Wow.
And it was just really fun. I did that twice, two summers in a row. The second summer I actually ran into a lot of talented songwriters, a lot of talented artists. We exchanged numbers, but they already had their own record labels.
The music turned out to be really good
that they were doing. And I met this one talented singer. Was talented.
I know why.
And we just became like best friends after that. We created like a mixtape with over 70 songs on one. I worked with him a couple times where he had like a major album release. It's on Spotify. You can find it. It's on iTunes, I think. He had some albums that was actually like in stores too. Like,
wow, you know, I would love to listen sometime. Send me a link when you can, and I'll definitely give it a listen.
And definitely do that for sure.
I had no idea you were into that.
I am. Like, I've been into it like quite some time, but funny little thing happened, and Jessica doesn't know this because I kind of keep it to myself because it kind of like really hurt in a way.
Mm-hmm.
Working with one of my friends, he's still out there too. His music is phenomenal. I was approached by Sony. I think at that time Sony had a record label. I don't know if they still do or not.
Wow.
But I was approached and they were asking me to come aboard and work with a few different artists. And one of the artists that I worked with before in Texas, actually this is when I was transferred over in Texas. I worked with a guy by the name of Christian, called himself Christian. I think he changed his name to like Christopher or something like that. I don't know like if he's out there or now. But we worked on an album together. It didn't got released because his work ethics were questionable. And we had a deadline to get the album out, to get it pushed out, to do radio play, radio station tours, play some venues, not like major like big venues, but like different like opening acts for people.
Wow.
And kind of like fell apart. And at that time the label was really asking for like a lot of money for us to like really do that, but also at the same time the money that we were going to put out, we were going to triple that and get that back. And I was going to get royalties for the music. They were offering me like a studio at the time. They were offering me like food, transportation, a lot of like radio play and different things like that, but it didn't fall through, kind of like fell apart. And it was definitely heartbroken. Mm-hmm. It was tough to deal with. Made me really upset, made me bitter a little bit, and then just kind of just fell off of it and just was like, all right, I don't want to do this no more. So I was making music, but I never would put it on SoundCloud or anything like that. I still had the music I've made with different artists, just to kind of like, if people be like, oh, like I make music, and I'm like, oh, I make some too, and I work with these people, and I have that just to kind of promote myself. But I'm kind of too afraid to kind of like put myself back out there.
I get that.
I don't know how it'll be turned. I don't know how it'll be received, or I don't know how it'll turn out. But Jess and everybody else has been telling me to just put my stuff out there, put it on SoundCloud. Don't worry about what the haters will say or anything like that. Make sure it's copywritten so nobody won't steal it, and just do your own thing. So I'm just kind of thinking about that, but I don't have the right materials or things to kind of like get back into it though.
Right. He writes poetry too.
Oh wow. I've actually listened to one of your poems, and it was incredible.
Yeah, when I did the open mic.
It brought me to tears, like, and it was one of those things that I really needed to hear that day, so I really appreciate you showing me that.
No, I appreciate you listening to it though. Thank you.
No problem.
Are you done playing with them?
I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was actually you know how, I don't know if Jess told you this, but there's an on-campus literary magazine called Aegon. I'm sure she's mentioned it to you before, but I brought home a copy for my dad, and I showed it to him and everything, and he was like, there are a lot of dark poems in here, and I'm like, well, you know, that's where they come from, you know, they come from a dark place, and I do have, like, lighthearted poems and everything like that, like happy poems, like sometimes they start off as sad, but then they end on a good note.
Yeah,
you know, so it's a process. I haven't written any poems in a long time.
Yeah, me neither.
I just haven't had the time.
Say that again.
I just haven't had the time.
Understandable. Neither have I. I'm thinking about getting back into it again. I'm thinking about writing some more poetry.
I'll get you a poetry book.
That'd be nice. So yeah, I've been thinking about getting back into it. I don't know yet, but again, nervousness on how people will receive it. That's all.
I get that, but you know, don't let that hold you back. Cause like and I don't say this lightly. Like I mean this. Like I'm a very blunt person, and I'm very honest. But your poem is amazing. Like. You know, it really shook me to the core.
I'm sorry, Jamie. Just
so next episode, it's Eli and Zach and Cody versus Ryan. I've got feet between my teeth. Well, everyone was in that was. I said, because I think it's Franklin's fault. So I said, like, Franklin's got me between.
Oh, wow. You know, if we could only have video footage.
Don't do that.
Are you gonna be your Allah Akbar?
No.
Yeah, Allah Akbar. What?
I'm sorry, Allah. Oh my god! If you can just see the craziness that's going on right now.
I can imagine.
Tori's live with me in the
oh my god, guys. We're waking up, buddy. Sorry. So no, I do appreciate the kind words though, for sure.
No problem.
She's gotta be at work at 8.
Thank you.
Right?
Okay.
Let's not think of ourselves here. I don't care about me. Her. Stop it. Yeah, I have some assistance. It's midnight draft or something.
Sorry about that, guys. But yeah, actually I am thinking about starting up my podcast again too though.
You totally should.
is if you guys haven't heard, I used to have a podcast called Life of Franklin. And basically, it was just about me just dealing with depression and other things like that. And the latest couple episodes I did was I went to a treatment center for my depression and anxiety, and I also developed PTSD. And towards the end of my treatment, I interviewed a couple of my classmates, and we were all just talking about how we were dealing with depression and how we're handling it and things like that. So that episode, I forgot the name of that episode, it's been so long, but if you get a chance, check that out. Life with Franklin's podcast on Spotify, Apple Music, where you get your podcast from. Just check it out.
I'm saying something in my head that I really can't say it. We podcast because we're keeping it PG?
No,
we're
not. This is kind of labeled explicit, I guess. But if it's like over, like explicit.
Say it.
Type it out first and then I'll see.
No, let her just say it.
No, because if it gets caught, then we can't publish this episode.
We don't.
Then 43 minutes will be worth. Okay, so yeah, but how's everything over in Jerseyville for you, Tori?
For me, it's been, I mean, nothing really exciting has been happening other than, you know, just being cooped up and everything. It's definitely taken a toll on my mental health. Like, so I'm an introvert and everything like that, and you know, so I don't mind being home. I don't mind, like, you know, being home and everything like that. But after a while, like, I haven't seen my friends since January, my home friends. Mm-hmm. And you know, just, I miss that, you know, social connection. But the one thing that's been definitely getting me through it is talking to friends over the phone. You know, my friends and I, we go on Discord and we play Animal Crossing together. And that's literally the closest thing I have to seeing friends, you know? So... but I'm hanging in there, and you know, my dad's doing okay. We're practicing social distancing, all that kind of stuff. And yes, it's nothing too exciting, but you know, also dealing with online classes and learning how to get into a routine of motivating myself enough to get work done, you know.
Yeah, like getting motivated is so tough to do,
right?
I was kind of going through that time when I was studying for the military. When I was taking my test, and at times it was tough trying to motivate myself just to kind of like do a couple subjects, kind of go over it for like 30 minutes or so.
Right.
But yeah, just sometimes I was find myself crying, studying like all like different subjects for the test. But unfortunately I didn't pass because I kind of psyched myself out.
But you're going to retake it, right, Bib?
Yes, I'm going to retake it sometime sooner or later. Don't know exactly when. Yeah. And it is kind of a perfect time to try to take it, though.
So, do you get the test back, and are you able to review, like, what you got wrong and everything?
Not really. So how it worked when I took the test. The recruiter, after I took the test, my recruiter called up some of his coworkers, and they got the results back within like 15 or 20 minutes. They used to kind of give the results back right then and there, but under these crazy circumstances, they weren't doing it at that time. So I had to wait for like 15 or 20 minutes. But I already knew, like, after
he was
like,
in Jersey, by the way.
Yeah.
Oh wow.
Jersey. Yep.
Do you know where in Jersey?
I don't know exactly. I think the it was a joint Air Force base, I think. Fort Dix. It was called Joint Military Base. I don't know exactly where that is.
I hate to be a middle schooler.
No, trust me, I did it too. No, trust me, I did it too, as soon as you told me.
Yeah, I kind of said it too. So yeah.
Oh my god, I'm glad I'm not the only one that thought that.
No, it's fine. It's all good. So that happened, and about like 20 minutes into the car ride coming back to Philly, I got, my recruiter told me the results, and I was like, yeah, I already knew. I told him right after I took the test, he was kind of like, he asked me like how I did. And I told him I just kind of folded. I psyched myself out after like the second section. And he was kind of like, damn, dude, like we were betting on you. Not like literally bet money on you, but like they were counting on me to do well. Cause I was doing, like I passed the pre-exam. I passed the enlistment practice test. I passed the enlistment test. I passed the pre-exam. But the main like test, I just kind of folded on. And right. On top of that, like it was like new material that I've never like studied before, but it was under the same subjects that I was studying. So mm-hmm. That kind of threw me off too at that. So he was just telling me like, because I know I'm a bad test taker. I really am a bad test taker.
Oh, me too.
To like find out test taking tips and skills to do and hit them back up when I'm ready. He was like, if the one thing he told me to do, like if I don't give up on him, he won't give up on me. So.
Aww. So is this something that you can take a multiple number of times, like as many times as you want?
Like three times.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so this is my first time taking it. I think first time, if you don't pass the first time, then you have to wait 10 to 20 days or 2 to 3 weeks. No, 10 days. Second time, 3 weeks. Third time, 6 months.
Right.
If you don't pass it the first time, then it won't allow you to take it again.
I got you.
Yep.
Well, I wish you luck.
Thank you.
And, you know, I guess just from this, you know, study as hard as you can. Take breaks in between studying. I'm also not a good test taker. I have really bad test anxiety. I personally don't believe in test taking. I don't think it measures a person's intelligence well enough, because everyone's a different learner.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Right.
So, but I believe in you.
Thank you.
Oh.
I appreciate it.
Real quick, in Sims Freeplay, you and Michael are engaged.
Nice. I haven't played Sims Freeplay in a hot minute.
That was all.
So, fun fact. Speaking of The Sims, Jess usually plays The Sims with me whenever I play. We made a stripper named, am I allowed to use curse words in here?
Yeah.
Yeah, we got, I think we want to label this podcast like explicit, so go ahead.
Okay, so I named my stripper Titty McCream. She has this bright, I think it's purple hair, you know, a stripper outfit. And she has had over 5 or 6 boyfriends within a day and broke up with like everyone.
Oh, wow.
And one of her lifetime goals, because in Sims you have this thing called like lifetime achievements or whatever, and one of her lifetime goals is to be the ultimate heartbreaker.
Nice.
And playing Sims with Jess is a time.
That's cool.
It is.
I never really got into it, but it seems like it's kind of a fun thing to do. I watched Jamie play it multiple times, Jess play it multiple times.
Right. Now what does Jamie have it, what gaming platform does she have it on?
PlayStation 4. They're using my PS4.
Oh, okay. Is it that much different? Now, have you guys played the computer game? Is it that much different from the computer game?
Speaking as, since I've played with you, I personally don't find too much of a difference. Like, obviously the controls are different.
Right.
But I mean, in general, I don't think it's too different. I definitely know you could do cheat codes. I've actually been meaning to, like, text you and be like, hey, what are some of the cheats you use?
Right. I don't know if it's the same for the PS4, though.
Hmm.
Now, which Sims do you guys have? Do you have 3 or 4?
4.
Oh, okay. See, I don't know. I mean, you could easily probably look them up online and try them out, because I have Sims 4, but I haven't played it yet.
Ah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, I'm sorry if you hear a bunch of paper crinkling. I'm just organizing stuff real quick.
That's fine.
That's fine. I'm cross-stitching.
So, have you been... I never knew that you're into cross-stitching.
So it's kind of a small hobby I do on the side.
That was so funny.
That
was so random.
I used to be really big into it. Hey, Jamie, run your eye into my sewing needle.
So it's kind of a hobby I have on this.
Okay, well, it's not a hobby I focus on. My main focus is on scrapbooking.
Oh, side note about hobbies. I know this is unrelated.
Side note.
Whatever, shut up. I've been binge watching a hell out of This Is Us. So I got through the first season.
How is it?
Oh my god. When they talk about people like they call it the crying show. So that
right.
It is the crying show.
Oh man.
Yeah. If you really want to cry, watch a couple episodes of This Is Us and it'll really have you bawling your eyes out.
Damn.
But it's inspirational too with that. And it has some funny moments, but it's a good show. I like it.
Have you guys watched the show You?
No.
Kind of.
I keep seeing people posting about it and everything, and I'm like, I don't know, like, I'm just debating whether or not to watch it, because I know once I get sucked into something, I get sucked in.
I kind of like that. But, I don't know. I mean, who knows? I don't know. Try it out. See if you like it or not. Give it, normally when I watch new episodes of a new show, I'll give it at least, like, 3 episodes or so.
That's right.
How I am, I give it like a 3-episode show me, because pilot episodes really don't really count. It's kind of like an overview of like what's going to happen throughout that season or like the show. So at least give it like the pilot episodes and 2 episodes after that. And if it's good enough, then I'll give it 5 episodes. And as the 5th episode, I'm like, all right, if I'm into it, I'm into it. If I'm not, then
bye.
I'm on to the next.
Thank you.
Right.
On that note, I'll pass this over to Jamie.
Oh, God.
So, you got the spotlight on you, girl.
Oh, boy.
Shine bright.
Shine bright? Like a diamond?
No. Don't encourage that behavior.
Passing the mic over to our second special guest for the night, Miss
Jamie Crackpot. We've been at this for an hour.
Yeah. But it's cool. I'm gonna try to edit this episode out and kind of like make it into like a 2 or 3 part episode or so.
Oh wow, you can edit it?
Yeah, you can edit. You can edit them and add music to the background too.
That is so cool.
Yep.
Everywhere you look.
Oh god.
Anyway, real quick. So you asked about cross stitching. When I was younger, I did it a lot with my mom, and then kind of like with other things, it kind of got lost along with other hobbies that I got into. Like, I used to make t-shirt pillows, so I've been I used to do a little bit of hand sewing. So I've just been trying to get back into that, but now that my cousin is expecting, you know, my mom decided to get a set of 3, one for Jamie's godmother and her 2 kids. So 2 for Jamie's godmother and 1 for our new cousin that's on the way. So yeah, that's that.
Oh, it's so cool.
Yeah.
It's the baby, 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 baby.
Can you pass this over to your sister?
No, I will not pass it over to my sister. She does not deserve this.
Yes, I do.
No, she does
I'm not.
Not
going to call, I've only got to say a few things of my job, and that was it. Little traitor.
Okay, well, that sounds like a you problem.
Okay, well, you're being a little butt much.
Here you go.
Oh, shit.
Ah-ha-ha-ha-ha.
Well, hello, beautiful people of the interweb.
Oh, my God.
Hi, Jamie.
Oh, my God. I'm going to strangle her.
I'm disowning you.
Well, how's it going there, mommy?
It's going, you know, hanging in there. How's it going over there, puppy?
Oh, shiznit, Batman! chilling like a villain, I guess.
Yeah, nice, nice. Oh my God. I wish I had the energy you had, Jamie, honestly.
Someone want to get me my drugs, my depression meds? Whoopsie.
No, you can get it.
They should be in the box, and they're marked. It's from CVS. I started on depression meds, Toraya.
Really?
Yeah. A couple weeks.
Well, you gotta do what you gotta do.
A month ago, I guess. I think I'm blaming... That's what I'm gonna blame it on today, guys. I'm gonna blame my craziness. What? Yeah. Should be in the box. Bill in the coop finilla. Tough boat, swap. What? No, Zoloft. I'm on the good stuff, baby.
Oh my God.
Can
I give you
full
permission to reach through the phone and
put it in
my
mouth? Who is it?
I
can't. La 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 la. Bill, so,
Jamie's on some shit tonight.
You know, I did have a Dr. Pepper, which has a little itty bitty amount of caffeine. And on top of that, I will tell you that stupid. My dumb game. Anyway, I will say, however, that I did have a significant amount of coffee today. Significant right. amount of coffee.
Oh boy.
Caffeine, we gonna be up all night. Eyebrows on fleek.
No fuck.
Oh, I'm a unicorn. I'm a unicorn.
I just wonder what people are gonna think when they listen to this.
They're gonna think something's wrong with me. I mean, when they get to the part, the very end of me telling about my drugs, then they might get the gist, you know. But I guess we'll just have to wait and find.
Oh my God, bruh!
Somebody stop me!
Wow.
Wow, didn't know it did that.
Hey, Tori.
Yeah?
My brother pulled a U the other day.
What did he do?
So, I was tickling him, or I just messed around with him. And he goes, stop! Play to death!
Wait, do you guys want to hear my impression of it?
Stop! I said stop!
Wait,
well, are you ready for this? Babe, stop! Babe, stop!
I'll say stop!
Babe, stop! Babe, stop! I'll say stop!
Oh my. I have been making a lot of TikToks since this whole quarantine thing has been happening, and most of my day consists of eating, sleeping, Animal TikTok. Crossing, schoolwork, and TikTok. Woo! So, Jamie, this whole time, have you and Jim been on spring break?
No, we've been on school break. Quarantine break. That's a good word for it.
Oh, okay.
Corona break.
Coronacation.
is whatever.
Coronation.
Yeah, is what all the millennials and Gen Zs are calling it.
Wow.
Thank you.
Thank you for that.
Yeah. So that's pretty Gucci. Me and my Gucci shoes.
You like me, my Gucci.
That's where did Franklin go? Is he still there?
Yeah, he's still there. I'm just stealing it.
Taking over.
Oh, hell yeah, yeah. Baby. This is my show now.
So, Jamie.
Yeah.
What have you been doing in your free quarantine time?
That's a good question there, darling. I've been catching up.
Franklin, shut up.
I've been catching up there. I've started rewatching Grey's Anatomy, and I started rewatching Vampire Diaries, and I've just been a fat lump trying to work if I can. You know, it's a great life out there. I'm trying to keep myself sane and keep my crackhead self, which ain't that hard to do.
Wow. Look at you.
I'm thriving there, darling. I'm real thriving.
We thriving, boys.
Yeah, it's a great life. Just vibing. I'm just chilling at Cedar Rapids.
Don't ever drink moonshine. It's nasty.
Don't ever drink moonshine. That's nasty. I guess you really get a pretty sensation. Stop it. Bell of the goop in a lap. 12-4, 12-4, SWAT.
Stop. I'm literally walking around my village right now, or my island right now, in a bathrobe and slides on.
I'm literally about to go crazy. If I can't be crazier. You know, I ask myself that question every day. Oh, shoes new, boo, ba da ba. I'm a genius. Das Varanya, Caroline.
Oh my god. I don't even know what to say.
Maybe I should start podcast my crackhead hours.
Ooh, if you do, I would love to podcast with you.
Dude, that would be pretty swell.
That'd be like World War III.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, maybe people won't be able to stop it from happening this time.
Oh my god. Oopsie. Alrighty. I think I'm gonna dip because I might go talk to some friends in a little group chat we have and play Animal Crossing.
Okay, I love ya!
Love you too.
Love you. Goodbye, mommy. Podcast love with you.
Love you guys. It was fun podcasting with you. Let me know when it's up so I could listen to it.
Definitely. Jinx.
You almost.